On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, Oil Country has received the news they've been dreading for a while. We will talk about that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. And on today's episode, we unfortunately have to talk about Jake Virtanen as the Edmonton Oilers officially announced that they have come to an agreement on a PTO with Jake Virtanen for the training camp for the Edmonton Oilers. So we will talk about that. We will also talk about what the Oilers roster currently looks like going into training camp with the PTO of Jake Virtanen, and also today the announcement of Jason Demers as well coming to the Edmonton Oilers on a PTO. And we will end off today on a lighter note, on a better note, with the Edmonton Oilers first line at the rookie camp, or at the rookie Young Stars Classic, have been balling out. We will talk about that and so much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Now, the Edmonton Oilers announced about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning that the Edmonton Oilers have come to an agreement on PTOs with Jason Demers and Jake Virtanen. Now, last week, you may remember that there were a lot of reports coming out that seemed like Jake Virtanen was not going to be an Edmonton Oiler, at least be at Edmonton Oilers training camp on a PTO. Unfortunately, those reports were, I don't want to say wrong, because the winds have changed, as Daniel Nugent-Bowman did report on today, because things change, things happen. One day you're in the race, one day you're out, whether it's a good race or a bad race. And on this day, and we found out that the Edmonton Oilers have won the race, a race that a lot of Edmonton Oilers fans, including a lot of people around the team, a lot of people who cover the team, didn't want the Edmonton Oilers to make. Now, it seems like the Edmonton Oilers are just now maybe not getting over the conversation of Evander Kane, because the conversation that comes around Evander Kane is a conversation that needs to be had by many, all the time. And I don't want to say that that is a conversation that doesn't need to be had, or shouldn't be had. But for a team who's trying to win a Stanley Cup, who's trying to produce something on the ice, produce a product on the ice that will result in a Stanley Cup, you can't have all this talk off the ice. Jake Virtanen only exemplifies isn't even the right word, multiplies the amount of conversations we're having off the ice that isn't about hockey. Again, these are conversations that need to be had and are a massive issue in the game of hockey. As we've seen with Hockey Canada, as we've seen throughout the CHL recently as well, it's an issue and it's a conversation that needs to be had. For a hockey team who is trying to change the culture, a team who has been relatively known for their diversity, for their willingness to support others, this doesn't help. And that's just the off-ice stuff. We are talking about a professional hockey player, and the first things that come out of anybody's mouth are the issues off the ice. That has nothing to do with on the ice. So let's talk about on the ice. Because Jake Virtanen, in his final year in Vancouver before shipping off to Russia, which we'll get to as well, did not have a very good year in the NHL, which is actually the league that the Edmonton Oilers play in, if you were not too comfortable or did not know that. Last time Jake Virtanen played in the NHL, he played 38 games. While he was up and down between Vancouver and Utica, as newspapers, as news articles were coming out saying, is Jake Virtanen playing himself out of the NHL? Yes, he was. In fact, in those 38 games, he had 5 goals as a guy who was supposed to be a top 6 contributor with 0 assists and finished the season with 5 points, all 5 of those being those goals. He also finished the season with 41 penalty minutes in 38 games. A guy who is supposed to be an important part of your team is consistently sitting in the penalty box. And then when he is out on the ice, he is a -4. So it's not even like he's contributing offensively without getting a point or without getting a goal. He is literally a negative player for your team. And that didn't change when he went to Russia, which you would hope for a player who's going over there and trying to reinvigorate your career. In 36 games played, 9 goals, 7 assists, which is, hey, higher than 5-0, with 16 points. A guy who was supposed to go over there and run the table. He's a former NHL. He was a 6th overall pick. Huh, what a signing. But he also had 24 penalty minutes and was a -5. So out of those 9 goals, out of those 16 points that he would have been out on, at least, not to mention the ones that he didn't get points on, he was still out there for more goals against his team than he was for goals for his team. That's what plus minus is. And that tells me right there that when Jake Virtanen is on the ice, you are a worse hockey team. I mean, it's inherited. It has never been a good thing to have Jake Virtanen on your team. Ever. Ever. The amount of positivity and excitement that Vancouver fans went into every year after that Stanley Cup and every year after they had Jake Virtanen going, this is the year, this is the year, this is the year. Jake Virtanen has played in the playoffs 1 time in his NHL career, and I'm going to tell you right now, it probably had a little thing to do with those 2 Swedish twins. Jake Virtanen, way back when he was still trying to make his name as a good hockey player, as a hockey player you need to have on your team, a good big power forward who's going to go in the dirty areas and play the right way, cost Canada 2, count it, 2 World Junior Championships for stupid penalties. For not having any idea of how to play the hockey game. The game of hockey. Because he consistently put himself in the wrong areas. He did not help the team offensively at all. And took stupid penalties. And that was when he was a kid. When he was 19, 18, 20 years old. That has not changed once. His best season, which objectively was a very decent season for a third line guy, 69 games played, 18 goals, 18 assists, 36 points, relatively good. I will give that to him. But other than that, his career high after that, 15 goals when he was 20, 10-10 in his first season, or one of his first seasons in the NHL. Other than that, he's done nothing. What has he done throughout his career for the Edmonton Oilers and any team around the league for that matter to sit there and go, that is a guy who I need to give a PTO and a second chance to? It's the wrong move by the Edmonton Oilers, and when you already have issues like Warren Fogle, you haven't even signed Ryan McLeod yet. Yes, a Puljujärvi is a project in itself. What are you doing? You have guys like Xavier Bourgault who should be pushing for a spot on the NHL team next year. You have guys like James Hamblin who is playing his bag off over in Penticton trying to make an impression on this team, and he has. And what do you do? What are the people like Seth Griffith, Tyler Benson, Devin Shore? What do all these players taking a look at a move like that say? It's disappointing. Not too pumped about it. But I guess we will see how it goes. We are going to outline what the roster now looks like going into training camp for the Edmonton Oilers in a bit with Jake Virtanen, Jason Demers, and Justin Bailey. Don't forget that the Edmonton Oilers have signed Justin Bailey to a PTO as well. So what do the Oilers roster look like right now? We will talk about that in just a second, but first, I want to talk to you about our partners over at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your pro and college football betting needs and sports info this season. Find all of this year's biggest football league developments, game matchups, news, and podcasts from this year's season. I hope you didn't bet on the Chicago Bears. Because I am a Bears fan. Personally, I want to apologize to you if you did. So so much for that. Also, if you threw a bet on that Cardinals-Raiders game, oh my days, that is disgusting. Also, if you threw out a bet online bet on Russell Wilson to become the MVP this season, sorry about that as well. But either way, BetOnline is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. This is the latest, fastest, and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events from MLB, NBA, NHL, MMA, UFC, boxing, golf, anything. As mentioned, they have obscure sports, not only the major four here, not only golf or MMA here, they've got Mexican League Baseball. I think you can throw some money on volleyball, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet online, where the game starts. Ooh, sorry for punching the microphone, audio listeners, is this next part of this episode gets a little weird. Maybe not weird, but the Edmonton Oilers have their training camp roster. They haven't announced what the roster is yet, but if they're going to invite anybody else, who from the minor leagues, who from Bakersfield will also be making an appearance as well. But I think we can relatively guess the meat of the Edmonton Oilers training camp roster. And where do the battles lie? Well, as I'm going to talk about in a little bit here, I think Xavier Borgo will be, again, one of the final cuts at Edmonton Oilers training camp this year. He has proved himself over and over and over again every time he steps on the ice ever since being drafted by the Edmonton Oilers. And you take a look at the spots that the Edmonton Oilers might have available, and you could see Xavier Borgo slipping in there this year. Warren Fogle, we don't really know what's going to happen there. I mean, we talked about Jake Virtanen and Justin Bailey being invited to the Edmonton Oilers roster, Edmonton Oilers camp. The Edmonton Oilers still have to sign Ryan McLeod as well. So here's where I think a lot of the Virtanen conversation, I guess, kind of stops. Because on the surface, you take a look, and it's not a good look. But you take a look at the Edmonton Oilers roster, and you go, okay, who does he have to beat out? Well, Evander Kane, Connor McDavid, Kyler Yamamoto, Zach Hyman, Leon Draisaitl, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Ryan McLeod, Jesse Puljujärvi, relatively, Matthias Janmark, they all have safe spots on the Edmonton Oilers this year. Who does he have to beat out? Well, Jesse Puljujärvi, Warren Fogle, Dylan Holloway, which I don't think really even is somebody he has to beat out, because I think Dylan Holloway's spot on the Edmonton Oilers this year is already etched in, unless there's an injury or something bad happens for Dylan Holloway. Other than that, I mean, where is their space? I mean, already mentioned, your first two lines are put together with Kane, McDavid, Yamamoto, Hyman, Draisaitl, and Nugent Hopkins. Holloway, McLeod, Puljujärvi is basically already etched in as your third line. Really, there's fourth line spots available. Matthias Janmark is going to be there for sure. Derek Ryan is still under contract with the Edmonton Oilers. Who does that leave? Again, Warren Fogle is, currently an NHLer. I don't see the Edmonton Oilers really sending him down at any point. The Edmonton Oilers would need to move him. That would also give an opening for Xavier Bourgault. James Hamblin, again, who has been taking a massive stride this past year, over this past offseason as well for the Edmonton Oilers, who's been talked about potentially being called up for a fourth-line center spot. The Edmonton Oilers also extended Brad Malone as well this past year to keep that type of experience on the ice. Seth Griffith got into some games with the Edmonton Oilers. Tyler Benson is still in the Oilers organization. And Jake Virtanen has to beat out all these guys for an Edmonton Oilers contract, an NHL contract. I understand the need to fill out a training camp roster, but is this the right way to do it? Devin Shore is still there. You signed Greg McKay. How much space is there for Jake Virtanen? Justin Bailey, I understand that. He's a tough, tough player. He's a really fun player to watch. All he does is move around the ice and hit people. And he's a fun player to watch and is a very good player to have in your organization, in the NHL, in the AHL, wherever he may be, a good guy to have under contract. I'm okay with Justin Bailey being here. Justin Bailey isn't going to directly fight for an NHL spot unless he personally makes it an issue. Unless he goes out there and plays his head off and people go, what about this kid? What about this guy? Do you think he could maybe make it? Do you think he could play on our fourth line? Meanwhile, Jake Virtanen has all the expectation in the world almost. As he's going in there, I'm sure he'll go there, oh, I'm just trying to make the team. I'm just trying to... Rah, 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 rah. But this is a guy selected sixth overall who is supposed to turn around of some way a Vancouver Canucks team. And he didn't do that. In fact, he did basically the polar opposite. Again, James Hamblin, a guy who's making a push. There are some guys that can really make a push for the Edmonton Oilers roster over Jake Virtanen, who are already in the Oilers organization. But I don't want to spend too much time on Jake Virtanen. I've already given him too much time. Let's move to the defense, as Jason Demers is also on a PTO. A very good article came out on The Athletic. I forget who wrote it, but I apologize for that. But if you do find the time, make sure you read the piece that they have on Jason Demers, a guy who is going to be, who came to Edmonton on a free agent trip, wanted to see if he was going to sign in Edmonton, had a weird experience over in Russia, and now he's back here for a second chance in the NHL. Jason Demers is a guy, 34 years old, but is a guy who has consistently been a shutdown guy in the NHL. And right now, the Edmonton Oilers defense looks like Darnell Nurse, Cody Ceci, Brett Kulak, and Evan Bouchard, Philip Broberg, and Tyson Barrie, Ryan Murray, and I slot in Jason Demers there just because of his experience in the NHL, but also because I take a look at these other pairings, which I think could, with the way that these pairings are placed, could actually lead to something pretty interesting and some pretty nice pairings for each team, or each player, excuse me. Next up, we have Marcus Niemelainen and Vincent Desharnais. Massive, massive players. Both guys who really, really love playing against the other team's best players and punishing those players as well. Then I have Dmitry Samarukov. And Slater Cuckoo is still in the Edmonton Oilers organization, a guy who might be taking a fight for the seventh defensive position for the Edmonton Oilers, excuse me. And then finally, I have Phil Kemp and Michael Kesselring, which they have both been having a very big impact at the Rookies or the Young Stars tournament in Penticton. Both big guys. I mean, I was talking about the size that they have for Michael Kesselring on the Edmonton Oilers sheet here. I had some of you commenting on YouTube saying that he is listed at 6'5" on HockeyDB. He is a big boy who can skate, move the puck. Michael Kesselring, he scored a goal in the first game of the Young Stars tournament as well. Phil Kemp has an A on his jersey. So a couple of guys who have been in the organization since 2017 and 2018, respectively, and as well are both guys who are pretty decent, big lads, and have really gotten on the right side of a lot of coaches in the Oilers organization, whether that's Woodcroft, Dave Manson, or the coaching staff down in Bakersfield right now with Coach Chalk. A lot of people really like these two guys. A couple guys to keep an eye on here this year as well, especially at training camp. And then the goaltending situation is as basically as you can expect. Jack Campbell, Stuart Skinner, Calvin Picard, Ryan Fanti, and Olivier Rodrigue. Now, the big thing to watch for on that back end, as we've talked about, or in the crease, I should say, is the fight for the third spot, as Ryan Fanti has really been looking good every single time, really, I see him in an Oilers uniform. The Billy Morris Cup, I hear he was one of the first goaltenders in Edmonton for the informal skates. He played very well against the Winnipeg Jets, rookies as well. So both goals that were allowed, that he allowed, he had no chance on, really. So it'll be interesting to see if Ryan Fanti throughout either this season or in training camp can fight Calvin Picard for that number three spot for the Edmonton Oilers. And plus, Calvin Picard might play a lot of games in Bakersfield as well, so we might be able to see the dynamic between the two of them down there throughout the season. So that is where the Edmonton Oilers roster is at. Not a lot of surprises, as the Edmonton Oilers didn't really make too many moves to bring in new faces. The core from last year is all the same. They do have PTO additions of guys like Justin Bailey and Jason Demers and Jake Virtanen as well. So we will see how the dynamic runs at the Edmonton Oilers training camp. Starts this week. Don't forget as well, the Edmonton Oilers Fan Day, I forget what they're calling it this year, but open spring training camp practice there for everybody. Hunter's going to be there, tons of activities, so it'll be a great time heading into the NHL season. That is where we are going to call the main camp talk. We need to talk about the Young Stars who have been playing their minds out over in Penticton, having a great time. Such a fantastic tradition we have for that there. Appreciate Penticton for doing it. But we've had some, not necessarily news, but some noteworthy stuff to talk about out of Penticton there. So we will talk about that in just a second. But first, I just want to thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. Now for your second listen after this podcast, make sure you listen to Locked On NHL, as Locked On experts give you a daily 30-minute NHL podcast on all things NHL all year long. Stay up to date on everything in the hockey world with Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. As I reach over for my final bit of notes today, as yes, the Edmonton Oilers first line at the Young Stars tournament has been fantastic. Dylan Holloway, James Hamblin, and Xavier Borgo have run amok in that tournament. Obviously, I do want to give a quick shout out to Philip Broberg as well, who has been a facilitating leader on that top pairing for the Edmonton Oilers, but I'm only going to talk specifically about the first line today. Shout out Broberg, you have been fantastic. But this first line of Holloway, Hamblin, and Borgo has run the tournament so far. Dylan Holloway, and there are no exact official stats for these tournament games, so these are just an accumulation of the things that I could find from the games. 3 goals, 1 assist, 4 points for Dylan Holloway. 4 points, excuse me, for Dylan Holloway so far. James Hamblin, 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points, and the quiet one of the three, Xavier Borgo. But that's where I want to start, is Xavier Borgo. I've talked about just how much of a chance he really has to make the Edmonton Oilers roster. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I watched Xavier Borgo in this Young Stars tournament, and he is a step above the competition. You take a look at how this first line really runs a game and is able to exit their own end, to move the puck in the opposition end, be able to move the puck through the neutral zone in a way that makes it a fantastic zone entry. I mean, we saw Dylan Holloway's snipe of a goal. Well, if you pause it right when he makes his toe drag, you can see Xavier Bourgault making his way from the blue line on the far side for an easy tap-in. This is the hockey IQ, the combined hockey IQ on this line between Dylan Holloway, James Hamblin, and Xavier Bourgault is through the roof. They have done everything right in this tournament so far, with the exception of one bad penalty by Xavier Bourgault in the first game against the Winnipeg Jets, which didn't almost see the Winnipeg Jets score a goal, but the Oilers were already on a power play, a bad penalty. The Jets were then able to make it even on 4-on-4 and then pull their goalie, so it looked like they had a power play. A tough look overall, but the Edmonton Oilers did pull it off and win that game there. They are 2-0 in the Okanagan, and it has a lot to do with the leadership of James Hamblin. James Hamblin is the captain of this year's Young Stars team, and a lot of people expect Hamblin at some point to make a spot in the NHL for the Edmonton Oilers this year. He has a 23-year-old kid. He played a ton of time in the WHL, so he knows the Western Hockey type of game. And he's just been a guy who has fought his way through every step of the way. And if you watch James Hamblin, you can see him on the ice doing everything right as well. He's also gotten the praise of a lot of his coaches, again, not only from the guys who have coached him like Jay Woodcroft, but also Coach Chalk as well and the training staff, or the coaching staff, excuse me, down there. James Hamblin is a guy who is quickly becoming a organizational favorite to make the team at some point. This is a guy, and I will talk about the Edmonton Oilers game later today as well, but this is a guy to watch in the final game of the Young Stars Classic and as well in training camp. And I will finish today's episode on Dylan Holloway, as Dylan Holloway has been the best player in the tournament. I mean, the way his shooting is elite. He has just really gotten that release back. His skating is on another level. He sees the play really well. He has thrown some massive hits. And after the Edmonton Oilers scored their second goal against the Winnipeg Jets, a tough bounce, the Edmonton Oilers were coming around, got a hack by somebody. And as soon as somebody hacked the Edmonton Oilers goal scorer, the first guy who didn't even go and celebrate the goal, he went and went after the guy who hacked the Edmonton Oilers goal scorer. I believe it was Kesselring, if I'm not mistaken, which is not exactly a guy that you want to be messing around with to begin with, who's also the 6'5" lad. But Dylan Holloway got up into his face and said, "Really, you're going to do that?" Celebrated the goal afterwards, but stood up for his teammate first. That's the type of player who's putting up 3 goals and assists and 4 points in 2 games that is on the first line. Dylan Holloway, I'm excited to see what this guy does. Now, yes, that is in a Young Stars tournament. If he was to do that to Brent Burns, would that really be the outcome? We shall see. But yes, the Edmonton Oilers have something special in that first line in Dylan Holloway, James Hamblin, and Xavier Bourgault. And you can watch them in action this afternoon in Penticton against the Vancouver Canucks rookies at 3:30 in the afternoon. So I know it's an afternoon. I know it's Monday. It's not technically a stat holiday here in Edmonton and Alberta. We know about that, but it is technically a holiday, so if you have the day off, make sure you tune in to that at 3:30 today as the Edmonton Oilers rookies play in their final game in the Young Stars tournament this afternoon. It's been a fun tournament. The guys have been really coming together over this past week or so, and then it goes into training camp. Hockey's back. Hockey is back, and we are back for 5 days a week as well. Locked On Oilers, with the season coming back, is going to be, well, if I say back one more time, you're going to lose your mind. But yes, 5 episodes a week. Five episodes a week is coming back. I'll say it. But yes. Anyways, let's call it there. I'm rambling again. 5 episodes a week starting now. There it is. Either way, I hope you have a fantastic week. I wish the sun was out, but well, we got the rain. Either way, I hope you have a fantastic day. Take advantage of the day you have in front of you. Stay safe and play La Bamba, baby.